nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is October 1st, 2023. I got to say that Donald Trump, at first I thought maybe it wasn't a good idea, but now I'm starting to think it was a spectacular, great idea that he skipped the debates altogether, number one and number two. Doesn't look like he's going to attend any of the debates at all, and I think it's a smart move, actually, a very smart move. Let them all destroy each other. Seven candidates in debate number two. Larry Elder left out. Again, Larry Elder, the smartest guy of the bunch, but you can't hear him debate. We're going to exclude him. Coming up with new rules. Every debate, they come up with new rules to exclude somebody they don't want in. Oh, our poll here and our poll here, and you have to have a certain percentage here and here in this poll, and if you get the percentage we say that is needed, you get to be included into the debates. Larry Elder is probably the smartest guy who should be in this debate if you're going to have anybody debate, and he's been ghosted two times in a row, so unfortunate there. Deplorable, the highlights. Nikki Haley speaking to the moderators and the stooge audience like a third-grade teacher would talk to the class, kind of like a Kamala Harris-type situation, just a little smarter than Kamala Harris. A Trump basher. Very disappointing. You know, here's ex-ambassador Nikki Haley, who was appointed to the position of ambassador, now bashes Donald Trump. Where's the loyalty? Where's the respect? She has none for Donald Trump here. A huge character flaw, a huge character flaw from this woman. And I can tell you right now, character really does matter. The American people can see right through this. This woman cannot be trusted. Then you go over to the other side here and talk about Pillsbury Doughboy Chris Christie to his friend, Christy Cream, and taking jabs at Mike Pence. Mike Pence sleeping with somebody on the school board. I first heard that, I thought, wow, did Mike Pence have a little affair? Sleeping with somebody on the school board. Oh, his wife, a teacher, being part of the school board. What a low blow. What a low blow to say that. And then they referring to Donald Trump as Donald Duck Trump, calling him a coward for not attending the debate. I think it's a smart move. Let these people destroy themselves. They look like spoiled children, and let them destroy themselves. Like I said, they're limited. Their days are coming here pretty soon. I'm not sure how many debates they have planned, but they're not going to be funded much longer. Nobody's going to waste their time here. And these are the people that want to represent this country here, acting like children. Speaking over each other, calling each other names, and speaking over in rudeness. It's embarrassing, embarrassing here. You know, a little strategy here, a little psychology in the situation here, if these candidates were all smart, but they're burning bridges everywhere they go, so it's not going to happen. But if these candidates were smart, they'd actually probably think about, you know, I'm going to look good in the eyes of the people here. I'm going to look like a problem solver. I'm going to look like somebody who has a solution to a problem, and that I might actually fit into Donald Trump's administration at some point in time and improve themselves on the stage in that way, how they hold themselves up in a debate, and stick with the issues. Stay away from all that negative stuff and going after people. It's embarrassing. It's amazing. You know, I had debate in high school. And when I debated somebody in high school on the other side here, it was about the facts. It was the information, and it was never an emotional situation. You didn't base your arguments on emotion. That's a loser right off the bat. But you based your debate on the information, the facts of the case. And we don't see that. I guess these guys never took debate in college or in high school. But they get personal. They get nasty. They get mean. Could you imagine doing that in a high school debate? You know, you start pointing out flaws in the person, maybe their appearance and or this or that. You go everything negative, but you forget about the mission and the debate was to talk about the issues and prove your case. But these people are not acting professionally. So maybe they should all have dressed down Friday every day because they're incompetent, they're ignorant on the topics, most of them. Well, they don't want to address the topics because, let's face it, they don't have a solution. So all they can do is slam somebody if they don't have a solution to a problem. Let's go negative. Let's make them look bad because I don't have a solution to any of these problems here at all. I can't fix anything. I think that's kind of where we're going right now. Let's talk about this impeachment inquiry a little bit here. They started it. It is an inquiry. It is looking over the evidence that looks very strong, that there was selling the office for personal gain. Hunter Biden's definitely wrapped up in the whole situation. Selling the Biden brand to foreign entities here. And alias names, 20-plus shell companies, the money going to every member of the family, the banking system having in place these red flags where you see money coming in here and there and a certain amount that triggers the alarm here to say something's going on here. The Bidens don't have anything to sell. I know Biden, Hunter's been selling paintings. That's nothing more than money laundering is all that is. Legal money laundering. I could do some finger painting and sell it for $500,000 too if my name were Biden. And that's pretty much what you have. It's not art. It's just a way around the system to money launder. But this is an inquiry. And I think there's strong evidence, definitely strong evidence, to take this to the next level too and actually impeach him. But we're still in trouble. We have the majority in the House. We do not in the Senate. So basically what's going to happen is that it will be a stain on his record, kind of like what happened to Donald Trump. He was not actually impeached. He was impeached, but it did not go through. And he'll simply get away with it. There are two other scenarios that could possibly happen. If this ever went to some kind of trial, and this is the same also applies to Bob Menendez and also applies to Hunter Biden, you find 12 ignorant people that never see the evidence. I just don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't see what you're coming from. I don't see it. I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything wrong about getting all this money going through 20 different plus shell companies here. I don't see it. The family getting extra money. Maybe they like them. You ever thought about it? Maybe these people in these other countries, they just like the Biden so much. They don't expect anything in return. They simply say, I like you and I'm sending you a lot of money. And so the Biden, of course, using the different pseudonyms, basically the alias names to hide his identity of getting these lucrative funds and going through these different shell companies to his accounts. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. The ranking Democrat here, Jamie Raskin, I call him Rascal, he did his opening statement at the beginning of the inquiry here, starting off with lies, turning the table, saying this is all because of Donald Trump, trying to get revenge on Joe Biden here. And he didn't see anything at all. Didn't see anything around. There's nothing here. There's nothing. You've got nothing. Rather run down Trump, talk about prosecutions, how many times Trump has been sued now, going to court. They raided his offices. They raided his house. They found secret documents that he's hiding. Everything you can think of, they threw to pull away from Donald, from Joe Biden and the evidence that is piling up, mounting up to say you really did sell the office, no doubt about it. The quid pro quo to Burisma to fire the special prosecutor, Victor Shokin, which is a quid pro quo. Nothing happens. You get $1 billion, you fire the guy, you get $1 billion, you don't, I'm leaving. It's illegal. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. This was Donald Trump. Something happens. If this evidence was on the other side, and this evidence that's against Joe Biden right now were for on Donald Trump, these people would be salivating like a bulldog, just salivating on this opportunity to really take him down with something that has substance. They've got Donald Trump this time. Oh my God, shell companies, hiding income, avoiding taxation, the IRS, income tax evasion, you name it. We got this guy on really something that has substance now. We're going to take him down. They don't have anything on Donald Trump. If this evidence was in the hands of the Democrats against Donald Trump, they'd have him. He busted. It's over. You're done. But we have a dual standard here, a double standard, and a weaponized Department of Justice. And so they simply say, I just don't see it. I don't see it. So I don't see anything really to come out of it. I really don't. I don't think the impeachment will ever make it. It will have no standing. It will just be a stain. And he doesn't care. He's got the money. He gets to keep the money. So who cares about the stain on his reputation? He's going to be a dead man soon anyway. He's in bad shape. And Raskin actually saying, I don't see it. I don't see the evidence. I don't see any corruption. It's repulsive to watch Jamie Raskin act like this. It's amazing. You're definitely earning the letters of POS. It's just really a despicable human being. I was waiting to see who goes over the five-minute mark, too. The issue of making their case here, which goes over 5 minutes. And Democrats can do that. Republicans can't. You know, there's a double standard there, no doubt about it. I think when it comes down to Hunter Biden, I'm pretty certain lawyers have already thought about ways to get him off, saying that as far as the gun charges, he was booted out of the Navy, I think, in 2014 for a positive cocaine result. I'm sure that's the second time. I think he had one before. It must have given him a second chance, and then he got a second positive, and he got kicked out of the military. Does anybody even know what his discharge was? Was it less than honorable? Was it a dishonorable discharge? It's kind of the same thing if you think about it, less than honorable or dishonorable discharge, just worded a little different. But I think they're going to make the case that that was in the military justice system, and we're talking about civilian system here. So he's not been busted by civilians for taking drugs in our legal system here. So it doesn't correlate, doesn't go over. The military will not cross over to civilian. My guess is that's how they're going to get off the gun charge, for falsifying the gun charge, the paperwork for the gun. My guess, that's what they'll probably look at. Civilian versus military justice. And he had his justice in the military. He was punished. He was kicked out. Now he has a clean slate, and he's in a civilian world, and he's done nothing wrong. Oh, yes, we saw the computer. We saw the laptop from hell and the bathtub smoking the crack and the crack pipe. But that didn't make it to a court of law. That's just the visual that we have a drug addict here, a whore dog drug addict. That's what we see as a visual. That never made it to the legal system, so therefore it does not count. So when he filled his paperwork out, he was not lying. And so only until you get into the judicial system, the civilian judicial system, would it count. My guess, that's what a slick shyster lawyer will come up with. Just a hunch. I think that's where it'll come from. We'll see. Financial gain, corruption, how it was discovered, the banking system. Again, 23 countries, I'm finding out, 23 countries had been sending money to the Biden family, everybody in the family getting their cut. Again, those alias names only put in place to what? To hide the identity of something you were doing that was illegal. It's the only reason you have an alias name, is to hide your identity for something that's not legal. He's busted. Totally busted here. 512-248-8252. It's a slow night. Not too many calls tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, the Republicans are making sense here, because now they're gathering evidence. They're looking for the bank records for both Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And you know what? Bank records is conclusive proof. Those people don't lose a penny. Transactions coming in, deposits, money being taken out, they keep the records really damn good. So try to explain this now. Going to try to find a reason why they can't show these bank records. I have no idea how a slick lawyer might say, that we can't, this is inadmissible evidence. We cannot show these bank records because that's our prime case against the Bidens. That's how we prove they were taking money under the table here, selling the brand name. If we can't use that, then we really have no case anymore. This is over. I don't know if anybody out there has any idea, which I have Ron McDonald here right now. I'd say, Ron, if you were to put on your shyster cap right now as a lawyer, how would you get out of this? How would you make sure that the bank records are never coming forward for evidence against the Bidens? How would you do that? What ways could you find to exclude that as evidence? I don't know. Jim Jordan doing a decent job, not a great job. I've seen him a lot better in the past. But he did point out the Burisma quid pro quo, the $1 billion, that again, illegal. Nothing ever came out of that. And we have that on video, too, and the bragging part of that, Biden actually bragging about it. He's not that smart. When you're doing things illegal, you probably don't want the camera running. And you don't want voice recorders. And the certain number of people that actually had recordings from Burisma to protect their investment, to make sure Biden would come forward and fulfill what they had planned in the future. If you receive monetary gains, you're going to have to do something for us. So the Burisma executives who did the voice recordings here to record the big guy and Hunter Biden also to record their verbal contract, not knowing that it was being recorded. This is all evidence that must be presented, the big guy, making sure the big guy gets his cut. Tony Bobulinski, we haven't heard from this guy in a while. Tony Bobulinski needs to be called up as a witness, talking about he came forward and said, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. I don't think this is legal. Well, we can go on plausible deniability. Plausible deniability. That's how we'll get away with this. I definitely hope we hear from Tony Bobulinski. No doubt about it. The emails to show the communication between the family, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden. The deals they cut, the deals they made, the agreements they made. Again, like I said, no plausible deniability can be given. This is conclusive evidence against these people here. They use the system. But it's funny that the system that was in place, the banking system that's in place, to catch you and I from having too much money to deposit to our accounts because we could all be drug dealers putting in $5,000, $10,000. I think it's still $10,000. It sets up a red flag, and then they send to somebody else, and they want to check it out. But the system that's in place that busted Joe Biden, again, the income tax evasion. That's how he took down Al Capone. Income tax evasion. Will it work here? I don't know. I think it's kind of amazing that you can be in a lot of trouble, be the son of a president or a resident, and that your father could actually give you pardon. I think it's amazing. But the system found you guilty, but your father can come back and say, I'm going to pardon my son for being an idiot, for being corrupt, for selling the family name. I'm going to pardon myself. Yeah, amazing. The world we live in. Not a whole lot of respect for politics. I really don't. About at one time I might want to get into politics, probably start low. Start something like a school board or something like that. Try to do some good in the system here, the school system, to make sure the kids are learning. There's some structure. There's rules to abide by. Make sure it doesn't turn into a jungle. Not sure I get too far, though. It's a good thing that my daughter is grown already. I never got to attend any of these PTA meetings, these board meetings. I would be labeled public enemy number one. Because I'm going to say, I'm going to speak up for what I have to speak up. We should. We should all do that. I'm waiting for the majority to actually step up. I talked to a woman over the weekend, and I said to her, a little girl was standing there, and it was during the day, and I'm thinking, oh, shouldn't she be in school? Well, she gave me that funny look. I said, homeschool. She goes, yeah, we're homeschooling. It's good. Very good for you. Very good. Proud of you for doing that. I'd like to see more people doing that. Networking with other families and doing some homeschooling. I think that's a great thing to do. It doesn't solve our problem with the public food system if we all start homeschooling, but at least the masses, they won't get all our children. They'll just get some of the children. Not everybody can do this, unfortunately. Be nice to have maybe in our parallel society when we restart after the revolution here, we'll have our own parallel society here, and we'll have our own schools, our own curriculum, and it'll have high standards so we can actually teach the children well. Not a lot of confidence in what I see today in kids. There's just too much non-education stuff that mom and dad should be teaching you at home. You don't need to learn it in school. It's brainwashing and indoctrination. It's not education. Taking away our rights. That's what's happened. We allowed this to happen, though. Didn't happen overnight. Didn't happen overnight. Parents must have seen this coming. You know, kids come home and talk about what I learned today at school. My mom used to say, what'd you learn today at school? Dad, what'd you learn today at school? Imagine if I came home from school and I said, hey, I learned about homosexuality today. I learned what men do with other men and women do with other women. My dad's head would have spun. He'd say, where did you learn that? I tell you what, he would have been in school. He would have been at my school the next day, my mother the same, brainwashing my child with this stuff here. This is not the education we had planned. As a taxpayer, reading, writing, arithmetic, what happened? It went so far. They crossed over the line long ago, and we're not going to set up for it. We're not going to put up with this anymore. I don't know. Barely. Okay, that's right. We're good.
Smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Now suing the IRS, get this, suing the IRS over the whistleblowers. On his hiding his illegal gains from the IRS, no filing taxes, a privacy violation. He shouldn't have done that. That's a violation against my civil rights here. And I'm suing you now for reporting this issue that I did not file my taxes and I hid this money from you. Amazing. Also suing Rudy Giuliani being sued also for giving the computer hard drive, at least a copy of it, to the Washington Post. Again, another violation of his civil rights, his privacy rights here. Let's tie up the system, the judicial system, in litigation until we get time to weaponize the Department of Justice and target our witnesses and destroy or get rid of evidence. Evidence will disappear. Witnesses will be intimidated, and I have loss of conscience of the events. I don't remember that now. And of course, the evidence room. Remember in the police department there, the evidence room, losing the evidence. What happened to the evidence? I don't know. Where is it? I don't know. The bank records. Where are they? I don't know. Something happened. We had a computer glitch, and somehow those computer records were lost. Who signed out the evidence from the evidence room? I don't know. We don't know. We can't find the trail. Cover up. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Sherry again. Sherry in Kansas, you're up.
Hey, Steve. I got a school board story for you.
Okay.
This would have happened back in 81 when my son was 8 years old, and I had a job that I couldn't get my vacation during his school break at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So I pulled him out the first week of January because I had a chance to fly down to Cozumel, cross to the mainland at Playa del Carmen and camp with some friends who were already down there. And I thought it would be a good experience for him. And it was, back then it was safe to do that halfway. And, but when we got back, the school told me he was going to have to do all the work, but he would get zeros for it. And apparently I went, and I don't even remember going to the school board meeting, but I just raised hell, apparently. Uh-huh. And years ago, and then years later, back in the 90s, first half of the 90s, this guy, and I'm working at a motorcycle shop in the parts department. It was a dealership, and guy comes up to the counter and orders some parts, and he recognizes me, and I don't recognize him, and apparently he was on that school board, and this is quite a ways, because this was in Wichita, and it's the place I was living in was way down by the Oklahoma border.
Yeah.
And apparently I made enough of an impression that he remembered me.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and but now what do we, don't we hear that they're letting kids skip school? Because it seems like I've heard that lately, that some, or maybe it's just that they're not making them learn how to read and giving them a pass on the grades. Maybe that's the deal.
Yeah, well, you know, when COVID took over, when we had our first lockdown with COVID, I think that really, I can see that right now in the medical field, of nurses missing their clinicals and they were not trained correctly. And I see it all the time now, which makes me want to go back into education, academia, to teach people, to get them back up to par. This is going to take some time because of the COVID shutdowns and missing clinicals. These are important. Clinicals are very important in structure and becoming a fine nurse or whatever medical discipline you are. And so we don't have it. And if I can point to that just with the profession I'm in as nursing, I can imagine the same thing happen also with computer learning. You're just not going to get it, the learning you need, unless you're in the classroom itself. Computers and the virtual thing, it just doesn't work. It's not a good substitute for education.
Well, and I think they're even letting these kids, not grading them, not making them actually learn how to read and do math and stuff.
Remember, they'll lose a lot of money, Sherry. They'll lose a lot of money if they have people that are held back. So the idea is to pass people on, to keep getting the money.
Well, I hear the
music,
so well.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw in that story because.
You got it. Thanks
for
the call.
Bye.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Tonight, the Rippingtons, Black Diamond. It's a pretty nice CD. I hope you like it. I just thought about, I just put on my shyster lawyer hat on for a second and started thinking, how can I get Hunter Biden off? I started thinking about basically saying that Hunter Biden was under the influence of drugs and is not totally accountable for his actions. Therefore, because he's an addict, he must be given a pass because we can't prosecute addicts. You know, they're not held accountable for their actions because they're not in their right mind when they're doing these things. And so they're definitely that must be excuse to give him a pass on prosecution. So that's just another slick possibility of shyster politics, shyster lawyering that they may use to get Hunter Biden off, saying he's on drugs. People on drugs are not accountable for their actions necessarily because of they're impaired. They're impaired. We can't hold them accountable. Give him a pass. He's the president's son. Give him a pass. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our next caller here, Gregory in California. Welcome, Greg.
Now, stay down. Come.
You're on, Greg.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear you're doing well.
Doing all right. Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just some issues like okay. All the time. Say, you ever listen to Michael Gatti on this network?
I'm familiar with him. I have not really sat down and listened to the show. No. I have not.
I tell you, he is spellbinding. And the amount of knowledge coming out of him, I wish he would have been my history teacher. I guarantee you.
Good. Good to hear.
If he had been anybody's history teacher, we wouldn't be in the predicament we are now.
But you know, Greg, if you think about where we are right now today in the world, politics, everything, you think it's maybe all in design to be where we are today? At some point in time, it was by design. We would be here, and then the government would change, and the people would lose rights and freedoms. And that this whole thing is just a chain of events where it was all set up, and we're simply at that point now where it's really hitting the fan, and we're struggling now to get back to reality, back to something we recognize of government. Have you ever thought about it? Maybe it's just a chain of events that was going to happen anyway?
Well, if you've got control of the currency, yeah, you can make it go any way you want. You can start any war you want. You can win any side you want to win. You're just playing pawns on the chessboard, right?
Yep.
And so that's where we've all committed treason as far as the Articles of Confederation are concerned. And that's one of my main points. And I brought it over to Michael, and he thought it was pretty good. But one of the parties I want to start is the Articles of Confederation Party, where we put the Constitution back where it belongs, back in the, wherever they did that convention, and we whip out the thing that actually won us our separation from Great Britain, and not let a bunch of oligarchs that did the Constitution put all loopholes that lawyers like to do in things, right? The Articles of Confederation were a lot more simpler, a lot more concise, and not as convoluted as what we got now. And, yeah, that's why I purport going back to that and just shunning these morons that are rubbing this minutia in our face all the time. It's very disconcerting and disturbing, you know, just listening to you or any of anybody else on RBN or anything talk about these morons, and they don't really even deserve any of our attention. And if we just let them be the morons they are and start our own party, our own real law, and quit being treasonous to the Articles of Confederation and to our currency system, you know, bring it back to real money, precious metals coined at a mint.
I agree. And, I agree.
I mean, that would pretty much keep us on a straight and narrow.
Well, I think you have a good shot if you have an honest money system. I think John Stadler would agree with me, agree with you, that if we have an honest money system, we have a good start, right? A good start at it. Yeah, well, makes sense. You know what I'm bothered by? Do you know what I'm bothered by, Gregory? Or Greg, you know what I'm bothered by? Is when I hear politicians talking about our Constitution being a living document. A living document. Our Constitution is a standing document. It's not a living document. They'll say a living document with the possibility of evolving over time to fit current times. It is not a document that is evolving and changing to current times. It is a standing document. And I'm getting tired of hearing politicians come up and say, we are a democracy. No, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic with one democratic principle, and that has been tainted with fraud and corruption, and that's voting. So I'm getting tired of hearing politicians talking about our democracy, we're a democracy. No, we're not. Even Tucker made that mistake many times, talking about we're a democracy. No, we're not. We are a constitutional republic, if we can keep it.
Well, I went from being insane because I used to vote. I even ran for office up there in Reno about three different terms. Yeah. And I finally saw the light after Ron Paul got snuffed. And I haven't been involved in that lying political system ever since. I should have listened to D.V. Kidd. You remember her?
Who's that?
D.V. Kidd.
No, do not.
She was around in the late 90s, around with Joyce Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's still around, though. But she was calling it out for a fraud way back in the 90s. She saw how corrupt, I mean, even local legislation or elections are. And yeah, and that's where we are now. So instead of being insane and doing the same thing over and over again, I decided to just be crazy and start up the Articles of Confederation Party or the Party, and I'm partying right now. Just because I see it all going down the drain, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you something, because you said you ran for office at one time. What did you say? Is Nevada? Nevada?
Yeah, out of Reno.
Okay. I know Reno very well. Let me ask you something. How influential and how powerful is the gaming industry in politics? Come on, be honest with me.
What's the difference?
It's controlled. It controls the politics. Yep, it controls it, right?
Yeah, it's all a big racket. It's I mean, it's just who's going to scratch whose back and who can scratch whose back the hardest and most willing to, you know, bend over and take one for the party, I guess.
And government could care less because as long as they get their cut, right?
They're all as corrupt as the gamers themselves. I mean, it's all a big mob show, right?
There you go.
Yep.
I remember as a young man watching in the dormitory. We had a big giant break room, and I was in the military. I was 20 years old, and we'd be watching the professional fighting, heavyweight boxer, you know, championships, and Muhammad Ali and a bunch of others. And I walk in there, and at that time, I guess at 20 years old, I had no idea that boxing was fixed a lot of times by organized crime, and that the mafia was heavily vested in organized crime and fighting, boxing. I had no idea at that time, at 20 years old. It took me many, many more years down the road, and I realized how influential mafia was with the gaming industry, how influential they were with boxing and sports, certain sports. And but at 20 years old, I had no idea this was going on. It's amazing.
Yeah. It was back in the Joyce Riley days, she had this guy on named Super Bowl Dave. And he'd call up once a week and tell us what team is going to win what in football. And I listened to it for a couple of weeks, and I said, well, what the hell? I'll go down and put some slave tokens down on the team he suggested. And I'll be damned if I didn't win like 1,500 slave tokens in the time that I was, you know, going there. And doing it, just listening to him and placing the bets. And he was spot on every time, right? Because it's all fixed. It's all rigged. Yeah. The whole world is rigged, and you know, it's a big club, and we're not in it. We get to
that's right. Too. Yeah, I'm not in it. You're not in it. Nope. I get where you're going with this one. I got it.
Love George Carlin, man. He was the greatest. They had to snuff him, like everybody else that speaks the truth, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
And we are at war right now. It's quiet weapons for silent wars, or silent wars for quiet weapons, however they did that thingy. Oh, I just got to with the Hazard, what was it, Chronicles. Are you familiar with the Hazard Chronicles?
Actually, I have heard of that. I'm not really, I can't recite anything, but for some reason I have passed over that before. I have.
Yeah, it was that guy back in the 1800s. Or not Chronicles, but Circular, Hazard Circular. He was commanded to hand out all these circulars to bankers during the Civil War or afterward, saying that, you know, we don't need, you know, slavery in the form of having to take care of these black folks or whoever's a slave. Let's just turn everybody into it using the currency.
Yep.
And that's what they've done. I mean, it's smack dab right in the face. And, we've capitulated to this fraud ever since, and we still are. I mean, just a few of us, you know, have the fortitude to just speak up and call a spade, right?
Yeah, I agree. Hey, I got to get going here. I got another caller coming in the loop, but I appreciate your call, Greg. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon. Scott in Nevada, what's on your mind?
Steve.
Hello, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, the Biden thing, you're talking about Biden and all that crap with Burisma and whatnot.
Yeah.
While I was listening, I'm thinking about Carol Quigley and his book, Professor Quigley, The Evolution of Civilizations, and he put it like this. We form instruments to achieve popular goals. Over time and without exception, the instruments will turn into institutions directly opposed to the purposes for which they were formed. So U.S. DOJ, FDA, all these guys, CIA, the U.S. Congress, they're not going to fix themselves. So all we got going is survive it and figure out some way how to sue them now and then. Okay, that's all I got.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the popularity of their agenda, those people that are supporting the agenda, which does not reflect to you and I, most likely. I'm not part of the big pot of pie, I guess, the big piece of pie here. But there are people who control everything. And, of course, the corporations, the lobbyists. And what's good for them is not good for necessarily everybody in the United States. But that's the government we have. That's the government we've had for a long time. And it is slipping away. Even that's slipping away to something even worse, communism. Socialism, which then leads to communism. And that's pretty much the direction this country is headed in if we don't stop it. And I don't know what else to say about that. Another ex-employee of Donald Trump, we have Nikki Haley, of course, ex-ambassador of the United States, hired by Donald Trump for that position. Of course, now we have another aide coming forward, another Trump aide by the name of Cassidy Hutchinson here. Of course, there's a reason why she's out there right now slamming Donald Trump, because she has a book out, for God's sakes. Look at the timing of everything that happens to Donald Trump. Look at the timing. He gets in trouble here. He gets an indictment here, charges there. Boom, boom, boom. And then this woman comes out of the blue, Cassidy Hutchinson, a little pissant little aide in the White House, slamming Donald Trump. Again, look at the timing of this here. Nobody's going to buy it except libtards, people who just hate Donald Trump will buy it. But the woman pretty much discredited herself at the January 6th hearings by lying about this and that, about Trump's reaction when he found out what was going at the Capitol, making it look like it was all organized. And, of course, this was all planned. It's an insurrection to take down the government. Yeah, you're going to take down the government without any firepower. Yeah, that's going to happen. A flagpole. Yeah, that's going to take down the government. But this woman here clearly is working for the Democrats, and to basically pile on more to Donald Trump to take him down. It's simply not working. Nothing's working. If anything, every time you throw a charge at Donald Trump, an illegitimate charge at Donald Trump, what happens? His poll numbers go up. Poll numbers go up. Throw another one at me. I want my polls to go up again. Yeah, pretty much. You know, my advice for Donald Trump would be, if he gets in office, and again, I'm hoping he does, I think he might be our best bet to take back this or out this government, rebuild the government the way it should be operating, working for the people. The first thing he should do when he comes in office is pretty much clean house. Come in swinging, baby. Take the gloves off, swinging. You fire everybody. There's no holdovers. Holdovers gone. I don't care. We're starting over fresh here. Brand new people. Clean house. Come in swinging. And I would definitely, this would probably be something that's never been done before, but I think it's done in government office, but I don't think I've ever heard a president actually requesting applicants to do this, but I would do a polygraph. A polygraph on all my candidates who are coming into the White House, a polygraph test. Well, how can you refuse that? Could you say if you refused it? Well, if you refuse it, you must have something to hide. You know? Yeah, well, we're not going to ask questions if you cheated on your wife or your girlfriend, okay? We're talking about honesty issues, finances, funding, this and that. We're going to do a polygraph on every candidate. And if you pass, well, then you're hired. If you fail, there's the door. Donald Trump has, in his capacity, to make history, to bring great change to America, or he can go down in flames trying. I'd go for it. I would go for it. It's a great opportunity. He could go down in history as being the most noble, the bravest man ever to hold the office, the man who actually took down the deep state, took down the administrative state. Could you imagine if he succeeded in any part of this to take down these evil people, the George Soroses who are running the show? Imagine this, taking down the deep state, exposing who they are. It would be just a job about history making. But the old saying is, when an opportunity, a defining moment comes along, you define the moment or the moment defines you. This is Donald Trump's time now. His moment, his opportunity to take down the deep state, administrative state. I'm rooting for him, and I hope he can do it. And if he doesn't, I got to figure out what island I'm going to go sail to, where I'm going to pack up and go live. I got to find an island that's not going to be that nobody in the United States actually can touch and bother me. I'm just going to set up my own little household on my island with my circle of trust, my friends. We'll all go together and we'll start our own little civilization outside of the reach of the United States government. That's what I'd like to do. Just go somewhere where the United States will not bother me ever. I don't want to be under this government, this evil government, this communist government ever. Find me a place to go, I'll go. I used to think that was Australia. At one time we talked about, oh, we got to go to Australia. We got family in Australia. And then we saw what happened in COVID with the lockdowns and the forced vaccinations and realized they went full commie on their people, canceling people, ruining their careers, their livelihoods, and realized that Australia is not what we thought it was anymore. It's changed. Canada has changed. Communist. Kevin Trudeau. Now, there's really no place really to hide anymore, it seems like. There's no place to escape the evilness of the communist United States government if we go that direction. I'm hoping we don't. I'm hoping, I'm praying that Donald Trump can pull a miracle here. And I will actually go back to my golden years. I want some golden years. I really do. I want to not worry. I want to go fishing. And I just don't want to be bogged down with the corruption in this world anymore. I want it to be to somebody come in and clean house and clean up, and maybe we should just build another thing down Trump, build more prisons because we're going to have more people in government who need to go to prison, and let's get rid of this long delay on executions too. Can we stop that stable executions? Let's carry out the punishment for the crime. Let's stop all this nonsense of waiting years and years and years to punish people. Let's clean house. Let's bring back America. That's my goal. Monday I'll be back, and I'm hoping it is the first Monday of the new month, and I believe Harley Schlanger will be with us in our first hour. I need to get off here and email him, make sure we are on for the show tomorrow night, as we missed last week because of last month, because of Labor Day. So there's the music that completes our show this evening. Back again on Monday night for the National Endeavor. Again, Harley Schlanger, first hour, I'm hoping. Rod James in the second hour. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls tonight. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.